What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. As always, happy to be back with another week in the books.
Yes.
And ready for some good discussions.
I agree. And this, I think, was one of, I mean, obviously the craziest week by far, but I think there were some really interesting games this week where some teams really showed their true colors. Some teams, I think, showed, you know, also, like, maybe they're not all that they were chalked up to be. So I found this to be a very interesting week. I'm not sure about you.
Yeah, no, I'd say, I mean, you say best week by far, but there's only really been 2 weeks.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I will admit, you know, definitely a lot more close games. I mean, the Giants game, that was something.
Yeah, man. Even the Cardinals game ended up being pretty good when it was looking like it was going to be a blowout, which I thought was going to be very, like, I thought it was a, I had to bet with them. I had a bet with the Cardinals in it. And then the Panthers just started coming back, and I was like, oh my God, my bet's going to lose now.
Yeah, but, and then there's obviously also some blowouts, like the Ravens.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely a week of, you know, also some injuries as well, which we will get into. But yeah, definitely a week full of, you know, football.
Yeah, and this was actually, I would argue, my first ever perfect week of football, and the fact that Packers won. I had a parlay hit.
Well, the Steelers didn't win.
Yeah, but I wouldn't count them in my perfect week. I would say, and then both my fantasy teams won. In one of my leagues, I did clap Vinny pretty
well.
Well,
Aiden had luckily had two really good players this week.
And then, did I already say parlay hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a pretty good week, so. Yeah, and I also, before we get started, obviously got a shout-out SnapCount. If you guys want to, you know, practice your NFL trivia, head over to SnapCountNFL.com and play some NFL trivia. So, yeah, and I guess before we get into it, also want to put a heads up. I might cough. I'm dealing with something. We think it's allergies. We don't know, but there's a likelihood that I cough, so. Sorry in advance. I'll try my best to mute my mic, but yeah. Unless, Vinny, do you got anything else for some housekeeping?
I don't think so. I say we get moving on to the episode with the news.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, so taking a look at the big injuries from this week, at least fantasy wise, there was honestly. The big portion of it this week was quarterbacks.
Yeah, which there was a lot of big quarterbacks.
Which you never want to see. I mean, to start off, the big one is Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Went down with a foot injury, I believe, toe.
Turf toe.
So that's, I think they were going to say he would try to play on it, but it looks like he's doing surgery, which is like 3 to 4 months.
Oof. Which I actually didn't know what turf toe was.
I actually still don't.
I looked it up, and at first I was always like, oh, it's just like a little toe injury, who cares? It looks really painful.
It's
like the skin that connects like your toe to the base of your foot basically tears. And yeah, it's a very very gross thing. And cuz I was always like, oh, he has turf toe, like, and he's going to be out for a couple months. I was like, because I remember Devonta Adams used to get that a lot. But, yeah, it's going to be tough for the Bengals without him.
And also, yeah, speaking of turf toe, Brock Purdy, he was out this last week with, I guess, more of like a minor turf toe of some sorts. But I think it's looking like he'll still be out as well for another few weeks at least.
Oof.
And it looks like they have Mac Jones as the backup.
Oh, yeah. And I think he actually played pretty decent this last week, so.
I didn't actually catch much of him this last
week. He actually played really good, now that I'm looking at it. 3 touchdowns, almost 300 yards, so.
I mean, it was the Saints, though.
Yeah, I mean, fair.
True. But, yeah, no, so that'll definitely, I guess, have some impact with, I guess, the whole team. But that's kind
of
hard to say.
I mean, they have a lot of big injuries on that
Kittle, team. Yeah, Kittle's still out. I haven't won in my leagues.
And I think they got some defensive injuries, too, down there, too. So, not looking good for them.
I feel like Christian McCaffrey hasn't even got hurt yet. That's the one that'll be waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But other quarterbacks, J.J. McCarthy... We saw him go down.
I mean, honestly, is that even a bad thing for the Vikings? He's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, like week one, you know, you start off bad, and then they ended up coming back, and he looked a little better. But this week was just more like the first half of the one, just the whole time.
Yeah.
So he's out for like 2 to 4 weeks or something like that. They do have Carson Wentz, who I haven't kind of forgot about. Yeah, I kind of forgot about him, but So yeah, hopefully I am a Jefferson owner in fantasy, so
yeah. Guess I'll see. I'm a Jamar Chase owner in fantasy.
Who do they have?
They got a Jake Browning. Okay. He played for them a little bit 2 years ago, and he was pretty decent. So I'm not too worried for Jamar.
Okay, yeah. So definitely, yeah. Two of the biggest receivers have some little interesting notes there. Also in quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, I guess, had some sort of knee sprain.
Yeah, late in the game.
Yeah, he's currently doubtful for this next game coming up. And they have Marcus Mariota, I believe.
Yeah.
Which I have not heard that name. I didn't even know he was still in the league, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, he went, I know, to the Falcons for a little bit. And he actually played with them, I think, 2 years ago. And then he must have signed with the Commanders not too long ago. So, interesting.
Yeah, and then another last quarterback to talk about is Justin Fields. He is in concussion protocol.
Mm.
And probably, I'm guessing, ruled out for this coming week. And their backup is Tyrod Taylor. So, another kind of unk. There's a lot of just like these... guys stepping in. Carson Wentz, Mariota, Taylor.
Yeah.
So I guess that, I mean, I didn't see him much in the game this last week.
Yeah, but I did not.
Unfortunate for, I mean, fantasy owners and, you know, for all the positions around them. Which, the last thing I remember from Tyrod Taylor is when he, like, got injured by the...
the needle, like they punctured his lungs or something, and then Herbert came in and started balling.
Yeah, that's the last time I remember him playing. So.
Yeah,
we'll see how he does there. So yeah, unfortunately, a lot of big QB injuries to start the season. So never like to see it. Another big injury though, very unfortunate, is Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
placed on IR. With a hamstring injury.
Mm-hmm. He's dealt with that a lot in the past, so that is unfortunate.
I know, and he was looking pretty good, I feel like.
Yeah, he had some explosive plays.
But, you know, they do have Jordan Mason, who was already getting decent bit of reps.
Yeah.
So he'll step in there. Did someone pick him up in our league?
Yeah, I think he got drafted, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so he'll, you know, unfortunate there. And then lastly, another big last injury to talk about is Austin Eckler
with
a torn Achilles. I was actually upstairs. Like, I like went to the bathroom during this, and then I heard you say like, "Ooh,
that's
an Achilles." So I didn't actually see it, but
yeah, that sucks. He was playing pretty good too, and I've always just been I like drafted him in like. 2018, whenever the year when Melvin Gordon had his holdout, and
yeah, I remember
being a huge fan of his because he was so good. So it was unfortunate to see him have to go. Especially, it always sucks the most whenever you know it's like a season-ending injury, and like the players just like always look so disappointed. It's always hard to watch, but yeah.
And also, I mean, and they just traded Brian Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that? So do they have
they got Bill.
Nick's running back.
They got the industry plant Bill.
Has he even said anything about that yet?
No.
Oh gosh. I wonder if he knows. But yeah, so those are the major ones that we saw this week for fantasy. And honestly pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of big names.
A lot of IRs, some potentially season ending. I mean, Joe Burrow in 3 to 4 months, you know, depending on where the Bengals, how the Bengals do without him.
At least they started 2-0 this year and not 0-2 like last year.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely some interesting developments to keep an eye on. But, yeah, I mean, do you have anything else that you saw or wanted to pick out in the news section?
Honestly, another thing other than the other note you have here about Jadeveon Clowney signing with the Cowboys.
I just saw it now, but I didn't hear about it.
I didn't really hear about that much either.
I didn't even know. Yeah, he's kind of an uncle. I didn't know he was still
in the league. Yeah, I know. He's
32. It looks like he's 32.
Was he a number one overall pick?
For the Texans?
He might have been the number one overall pick. But
I think I know.
Let me see. Because that sounds right. But also, yeah, he did go number one. That's crazy. He went number one overall in, let's see, what draft?
2014.
Wow, 2014. He is old. Dang.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so I think he'll be decent for them. I think he was good a little bit with the Panthers last season. So, we'll have to see how he does. But, yeah, I don't think there's anything else too big that we need to say. So, I say we just hop into some of the Guess the Player.
All right, now into everyone's favorite segment, Guess the Player. And definitely a lot to choose from this week. So
a lot of big breakout players this week. Not even breakout, just like the guys who were supposed to play good finally played good. So
yeah, so like you may, you know, some of these you may know, but I tried to pick some interesting games.
Okay.
The first one, I'm trying to think which one I want to do first. All right, this person, 9 catches for 167 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow. Okay. So that's
quite the week.
That's a pretty baller week. I have a very sneaky guess, and I would only know this because he's on my fantasy team. But is it Wandale Robinson of the Giants?
That is unfortunately not it, but very close. It was actually Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
So got the right team there. But yeah, I mean, this game.
What did Wando have? He only had one touchdown. Okay.
But yeah, he's still 142 yards. Yeah. And yeah, this game.
I mean, arguably game of the year.
I thought it was over.
Me too.
It was over in the fourth, and then I went to the gym, and then when I got there, I realized it was still on the TV. I was like, oh, hold on.
Yeah, it was hard to watch this game because I had the Cowboys winning in one of my parlays, but I was sitting next to our roommate who is a Giants fan, so I was just like actively cheering for the Cowboys as he's cheering for the Giants, and I mean, it was crazy. The Giants scored that basically a Hail Mary touchdown to Wandale Robinson with maybe 20 seconds left. Then after that, Cowboys go down. Brandon Aubrey kicks 61-yarder or something.
Jeez.
And then in overtime, each team got like 2 possessions. And then Cowboys kick a field goal to win.
64-yarder.
64, yeah. That's crazy.
The one. Yeah, I mean, this game, Russell, I mean, I guess they were both just kind of slinging it, but someone for 450 yards.
3 touchdowns.
Especially compared to how they were moving last week.
Yeah. And their run game was honestly terrible, too. Like
Cam Scataboo did. He did get a touchdown earlier.
The
game I saw. Javonte had nearly 100 yards and a touchdown as well. Mm-hmm. Had a nice big run. So, yeah, I mean, both these teams, I mean, I guess you can't really say much about the defense, but
yeah,
you know, the Giants pass game looking good is something, you know, you don't really see every day.
Oh, yeah. And I think the biggest takeaway, at least from these first 2 weeks, is the Cowboys defense is Swiss cheese. I mean, the Eagles looked like they scored almost every single time they had the ball. The Giants, whose offense is terrible, looks like the prime Patriots back in the day. And it's like,
yeah, but I think the Cowboys, they needed Parsons.
Yeah, maybe they lost one of the best defensive players in the league, which it's crazy because Jerry Jones will keep saying, oh, we didn't need Micah Parsons. It's like, you obviously do. Your team looks terrible without him. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting, but I mean, like, what a game.
I mean, they do now have Jadeveon Clowney.
That's true.
Maybe they're looking for some replacement.
That's true.
Yeah, also, it is worth noting, Jackson Dart did get in. Mm-hmm. He had one carry for -3 yards.
I saw that play. It was pretty embarrassing.
I didn't actually see it.
He basically got in, and we were like, oh, here we go, Dart. Like, what you got? He gets it, stumbles, and then falls straight on the ground. So
not negative yards to start the season for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so honestly, yeah, probably, I mean, game of the year so
very
far.
Early contender, yeah, for game of the year.
Also, can't forget about the Bills game last week, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, yeah, both you can make a case for. Mm-hmm. But definitely interesting. All right, let's move into, let's do this one.
Okay.
So this one is more of a, it's not really a good stat line. It's quite the opposite.
Ooh.
It is, this person had 11 carries for 23 yards. So, like, someone that would normally do better, I guess. Ooh. I would say.
Did they have any catches?
No.
Oh, 11 carries.
But you would expect them to do better.
Yeah, I guess let me think about who was some big bust running backs. I know Breece Hall didn't do that good, but I'm pretty sure he had at least a catch or two.
Well, you had him on your team. Yeah.
Yeah, so like I think I would know better than that.
Well, let me make sure.
I don't know what Alvin Kamara did. It could be, and I think I'm going to lock this one in. And I mean, I guess this isn't crazy. Is it Pacheco?
It is not. I did not see how he did.
Yeah, I didn't see. I guess, I mean, he wasn't their leading rusher.
But it's actually a little misleading.
Oh, what was the stat line?
11 carries for 23 yards.
Wow, Pacheco had 10 carries for 22 yards.
Oh, well, I guess that's definitely good then. It was actually Derrick Henry.
What?
So, a little misleading there.
In the blowout?
Yeah, in the blowout. I mean, I guess 2 point whatever yards per carry.
2.1.
And then they just didn't end up using him. But,
they didn't use the run game at all.
I didn't really see how that played out in that part of the game itself. But yeah, I mean, the Ravens just clapped. Geez. I mean, I kind of just wanted to throw this one in to like just like trick you.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, not really much to say except that the Ravens are just a scary team.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry had 23 yards and they still won by almost 30. It's like,
they're Lamar threw 4 TDs.
Yeah, he's become such an underrated thrower. And also,
I mean,
Mark Andrews had 1 yard or 2 yards off of one catch.
And I think Isaiah likely did actually get hurt, either in this game or before.
I think he was hurt before the season.
Before the season?
I thought so. Maybe not.
I guess because he's on the free agents in our fantasy league.
Yeah.
So no one tanked to get him this year like people did after the Chiefs week one last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, honestly, yeah, it just looks bad for the Steelers because, you know, honestly, with Burrow going down, that opens up for the Steelers a bit potentially, depending on Browning, and then.
But yeah, the Ravens look pretty unbeatable. I mean, I know they lost last week, but they shouldn't have.
Yeah, they're basically 2-0.
It's weird because like that game last week kind of made both the Ravens and the Bills look good. Like it was like, oh,
especially the Ravens. I mean,
the Ravens dominated and then they ended up losing.
Especially the Ravens though. They just had an unlucky fumble and then I mean, I guess kind of choked. But yeah. Yeah, the AFC is just a scary place.
It is.
Yeah, so yeah, that just wanted to throw that one in there so we could
that's pretty crazy.
Keep up with that. Another good one worth talking about. Let's throw in. I don't know how many fantasy points this is. Probably one of the best, if not the best, maybe behind Neighbors for the week.
Ooh.
But we have 25 carries for 165 yards, as well as two catches for 50 yards and a touchdown.
Wow. No rushing touchdowns?
Correct. So quite the performance.
That is a really good performance. It makes me think Gibbs, first off, because 25 carries, the Lions were killing him the whole game. But then Jared Goff, I guess he threw five passing touchdowns. Okay, I'll go with Jahmyr Gibbs. I talked myself into that one.
It is not. I don't know Jahmyr Gibbs' exact stat line, but this player is Jonathan Taylor.
Wow.
From another very close game, the Colts and Broncos.
In a game, actually, where Daniel Jones continues to look pretty good.
I know. I think I picked him up in one of my leagues, actually. Just as a little sneaky backup. Daniel I think he's Jones, like QB 3 or 2.
Yeah.
To start the fantasy.
He had 316 yards, a touchdown, which actually in this game, the Colts only scored... they only scored two touchdowns, surprisingly, in a 29-28 win. Daniel Jones 316, a touchdown. Tyler Warren continues to look good, like I know a lot of people thought he would. But I think the big thing in this game was that little controversy at the end of the game with
the extra point.
Yeah, or I think it was a field goal for the win.
Oh yeah. I mean, I did see it, and I guess I didn't know. Like, I didn't even really, to be honest, know that was like a penalty.
Yeah, I forget when it got added.
Because you can't jump over the line if you propel off of someone.
Yeah. So if you you're fine.
So if you jump over, like hurdle them, you're fine.
Yeah, but if you push down on them to get over, then you're.
But like, it's not like it even blocked it though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he missed.
So yeah, I guess it could fearmonger.
Yeah, but yeah, very sketchy. Bo Nix played a little bit better this week. Still had an interception. J.K. Dobbins looks to be the lead back in that backfield, which is unfortunate because I have R.J. Harvey. And then also Courtland Sutton was getting out-targeted by Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims Jr., which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the big takeaway, though, is that, I mean, mainly just for the quarterbacks, yeah, Bo Nix improving and, you know, we're going to have to see what this with this whole Daniel Jones thing.
Yeah, if
coming up, looks like they have Titans, Rams, Raiders next. He can definitely play good. Play good against all three of those. And honestly, yeah, this schedule is kind of cake. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I mean, they got the Chiefs and Steelers,
especially
later.
With the Texans.
This is honestly a
struggling.
Cake. Yeah, I forget. Did I have the Colts winning the division? It's either Colts or Texans, but I think
you
I said,
might have. Let's see. You had the. Where
did I not write it down?
I don't think you did. I said Texans. Oh no, you said Bucks, which aren't in the division.
I remember mistyping. Okay, I probably said Colts. I don't feel like going back to listen, but I'm usually high on the Colts. You know, I do miss the Anthony Richardson era though.
Yeah,
that was.
I don't think
that
anyone
was
else.
Peak.
I don't even think Colts fans. That.
Probably not.
But yeah, that was a pretty crazy game.
All right, and then last game, you know, certainly not least though. Did want to throw it in here? Where is this stats? I gotta pull it up again. This player, I guess not as good as the other one. Still solid though. 6 catches for 124 and a tutty.
Ooh, that's
so like still a good, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely still pretty good.
But
okay, so. If I'm thinking about this logistically, I'm going to be thinking about big games that happened this week. And so that would make me want to think you probably want to talk about Eagles Chiefs, would be my guess. And the only player who I can imagine having that much is, oh wait, no, but Justin or Jalen Hurts didn't have a passing touchdown. Oh, okay, that changes things. Ooh, maybe Buccaneers Texans. Did who cooked in that game? Ebuka? I'll go with that guy. I'll go with Emeka Ebuka or whatever his name is.
It is not. It's actually a rather sneaky one, but it is Tucker Kraft.
Oh, the Packers.
The Packers game, the Thursday nighter, I put him last to try to throw you off a bit. But, yeah, I mean, this one last week kind of forgot about. But the Packers were up big in the beginning, dominated pretty much the whole game. There was kind of a little bit of a hope of for the Commanders at the end, like kind of but a little bit.
It was pretty. I mean, they – at one point, it was, I think, 10 to 27. Yeah. So, like, it was close, but it wasn't really. The Packers dominated in this game, and we look really good. And might I remind you, Micah Parsons is still on a snap count. He just got cleared.
Snap count?
He just got cleared from the injured report. And let's just say, if I was an NFL offense, I would be scared because he's going to be.
I mean, the Packers right now, like, they're looking good, but, you know, it's got to, sometimes you got to say it's too good to be true.
I don't know. I mean,
they got the Browns coming up. They got the Cowboys,
winnable,
Bengals,
winnable,
Cards,
winnable,
Steelers.
Winnable,
that'll
winnable.
Be a good one.
Honestly, look at the schedule. Browns, Cowboys, Bengals, Bengals without Joe Burrow, Cardinals decent, Steelers decent, Panthers.
This looks, this is a pretty easy,
Eagles,
except. Yeah, Eagles, Ravens. The Ravens are down there.
I mean, Lions.
I mean, yeah, the Packers are, you know, this could be their year. I will give it to you.
Yeah. I'm very hopeful. We have looked like the most complete team. This is the best defense I've seen out of the Packers in probably forever. Just constantly pressuring the quarterback, constantly getting it. Keyshawn Nixon, who last year, every time they would throw the ball near him, I would be like, oh, good Lord, here comes a 20-yard completion. Had 5 pass breakups. I mean, like, we looked good. Jordan Love, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, 84 yards and a touchdown, which he's actually 1 touchdown away next game from having the most consecutive games with a touchdown in NFL history.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So, Jaden Reed did go out, though, with a collarbone injury. I guess.
That is true. He is on one of my teams.
Yeah.
I did see that. I forgot to throw that in, but.
But.
So, I mean, yeah, also, yeah, injuries that Jaden Daniels and Eckler we talked about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not looking good for the Commanders.
Yeah.
Really at all. So, unfortunate for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, these are some games I want to talk about. I mean, there's still other games worth mentioning.
Oh, yeah.
And we had the Super Bowl rematch, as you were saying earlier, which,
Chiefs.
I actually remember seeing a graphic that they're 0-2. They haven't started 0-2 since, like, 2014.
Dang. And I actually have a couple fun facts here. the last teams to start 0-2 to make the playoffs, I have a couple of them listed here. And since 1990... there's been 265 teams to start 0-2, and only 30 have made the playoffs. And a couple of those, as of recently, Houston in 2023. So that was, I think, CJ Stroud's rookie year. Cincinnati in 2022,
I
remember they lost like to the Browns and a bunch of bad. And then the next one dates all the way back to 2018, where Seattle and Houston did it. And then in 2017, where the Saints did it, which that might have been one of Drew Brees' last year. I forget. But, yeah, so the Chiefs, it's looking a little sketchy.
I don't know. I can't really imagine them, like, not making the playoffs.
But I think I could.
Really?
I mean, they just haven't looked like a complete team. Their defense is doing all they can. Travis Kelce had that big drop in the end zone to lead to an interception. So it could have been closer, but
yeah, I mean, they're still. I think Worthy is supposedly returning to practice this week.
Yeah.
So he may, you know, he may come back soon. They're still waiting on Rashee Rice, as am I, on the fantasy suspended list.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, yeah, I don't know. It's probably too early to really tell.
The but, Eagles, yeah, I mean, on the other hand, I don't think they look like a 2-0 team. Jalen Hurts has yet to throw a passing touchdown.
They were really simply relying on tush pushes this whole game.
Yeah, and I hate that play so much.
I hope they got to find a way to, like, either, I don't know.
Listen, I'm okay with it. If you run the tush push and the quarterback runs by himself, go for it. You shouldn't be allowed to push him. I know there's a flag where if you grab a player and pull him, that's a penalty. You're not allowed to do that. But for some reason, you're allowed
to... Like, on the same team?
Yeah. But for some reason, you're allowed to push them into the end zone? I just don't understand it. It's a stupid play. Also, all of the Eagles players line up offsides. They all false start. It's just such a broken play on so many levels. And then it makes Jalen Hurts look good, who, mind you, had 101 yards, has less than 300 yards after the first two games.
Yeah, I don't see him getting MVP.
Yeah, definitely not. He just doesn't look that good. Saquon obviously looks amazing. But, yeah, it's just... It's a little angering that their defense is just good, you know? And so, they don't got to do much. But, hey, what you going to do, I guess? So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, other than that, there's still some other, you know, interesting things. The Steelers... took a big loss, kind of had that mishap on the kick return.
Yeah, that killed that game.
Kind of killed their
Which, once
momentum.
Again, Rodgers looked really good in,
yeah,
that,
he,
in this
he
game.
Yeah, he threw some dime pieces.
Yeah, and the only interception was Calvin Austin's fault. It was actually a perfect throw to Freiermuth, who probably would have dropped it, but, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about it, you know. I'm not terribly worried.
Yeah, I think they looked fine.
The Steelers. I mean, Bills got the easy win.
Mm-hmm.
Fields went down, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
The Lions kind of bounced back a bit.
Yeah, the Bears
dropped,
are just...
They dropped 52 points.
The Bears are getting bell to ass every single week. They're actually terrible. And...
Oh, gosh. Yeah, Amon-Ra had 3 receiving touchdowns. I didn't even know
that. I mean, Goff had 5 passing touchdowns. Goff had the same amount of incompletions as he did passing touchdowns in this game.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, also, we had 2 Monday nighters, mm-hmm. including the Buccaneers-Texans, which was good.
It was a close game, and then it ended up going down to that Buccaneers game-winning field goal. Baker played really good. CJ didn't play terrible. But I think the Buccaneers are pretty good, like sneaky really good. Their offense just needs to play more consistently, I'd say. And then I think they'll be really good. But, mm-hmm. yeah. The other game I do want to talk about before we move on is the Panthers-Cardinals game. Because if you look at I wish there was, the thing I'm looking at doesn't have, like, a game recap. But this game was out of sight. It was, like, 27-10 in the fourth quarter. And then the Panthers scored a touchdown. The Cardinals threw a pick. Then the Panthers scored another touchdown. So they were down, it was 22-27 with, like, I don't know, 30 seconds left in the game. And then they recovered the onside kick. The Panthers start driving downfield. And then the Cardinals would get a sack, but there was defensive holding. The Panthers would get a huge play. And then there was offensive holding. And this was the game that, like, my parlay came down to. So I'm, like,
so
tweaking.
Straight tweaking.
But, yeah, Cardinals ended up winning. But... Yeah, that's a crazy game. So, yeah, I think, do you have any other games you want to talk about?
Let's see. I mean, then we cover most of the developing stories. Honestly, you know, I think that's a solid recap.
All right. Nice. Well, I guess we can move on now to some good old-fashioned trivia. All right, so now we will get started with some trivia I got here for Vinny. And this one's got a special little theme, and it's going to be some Madden trivia.
So, oh, I might actually be somewhat decent at this one for once.
There's not too many questions. It's going to start with, I'm just going to see how many Madden cover athletes you could name. And then after that, I want to see how many of the top 20 players, highest ranked players in Madden you can get.
Like right now?
Yes, currently. So starting off, I want you to name the Madden covers. 2016. Who's the current Madden cover?
You said 2016.
Or 2026, sorry.
Honestly, I actually have no idea.
Come on.
I have not played... I
don't care if you
have not played Madden since... Well, like, played a new
probably
Madden.
Probably 2022.
2023, I played a little bit. But if I'm guessing 2024...
Well, we're not doing 2024. We're doing 2026. All
right. Well, 2026, I'm probably going to guess Josh Allen.
No.
What?
No.
He got robbed.
Well, you're going to be surprised.
Really?
All right. So who do you think is 2026?
Josh Allen.
Okay. No, it's Saquon.
There's
the cover. The cover is him jumping over the dude backwards.
Oh,
man. Okay. Who is 2025?
Josh Allen.
No.
Has he never been?
Christian McCaffrey. Who's 2024?
2024. Call me crazy. It wouldn't be Mahomes.
No, Josh Allen.
He didn't even win the MVP then.
Who's 2023? This was the last one you played.
Yeah, see, 2023 was Lamar.
No.
Yeah, it was.
It was John Madden.
Okay, no. Lamar definitely had a version, dude.
Okay, who's 2022?
2022 is Mahomes.
Yeah, and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That was their joint one. Who's 2021?
Ooh, Madden 21. See, I know 20 and I know 22, so this is the one in between. Did we play this one?
I think we played this one a little bit. I mean, Madden 20 was, like, our most popular Madden.
I know Madden 20 easily, but I'm not going to say it yet. Madden...
You've already guessed this person.
21?
Yeah.
Lamar?
Yeah, it is.
Maybe Lamar. I am mixing him up with 2020.
Yeah.
I could have sworn Lamar was 20. Well, he won the MVP multiple times, so maybe he was on it twice. 2020 was... Antonio Brown.
No, you were one early,
dude.
It's Mahomes again.
Yeah, the Mahomes one's
good. It was the one of him flexing.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so 2019 then.
Okay,
you should be able to go for a pretty good streak here now.
2019, yeah, this was my prime. It was like 2020 now. So 2019 was Antonio Brown.
Okay.
2018 was Tom Brady.
Yes. 2017
was Rob Gronkowski.
Nice. 2016.
2016 was Odell.
Nice. 2015.
Oh, see, 2015 was before I down like.
Yeah.
So I got an Xbox for Christmas, like when Madden 2016 came out. So this is the one. Well, which one was Madden 25? Because what year was Madden 25?
The one before this. Okay. So 2014 is Madden 25. So 2015. I'll give you a hint. The dude in the cover is making, from what I remember, almost like a Heisman pose.
Okay. That's not who I'm thinking.
If you think of the time frame, it makes sense. This dude was he was part of a prolific trio.
Okay. So that,
prolific defense, I guess.
Okay. Richard Sherman?
Yes.
I knew it was him, or he would have been the Madden 25 one.
Yeah. Okay, so who's the Madden 25?
This is the one where...
Was
that you had.
I had this, and I would be sending you clips.
I believe it was Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, once after this... I might not even quiz you on these ones because I don't think you're going to get a single one.
2013?
Did you know that?
I know one of them is the Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and Troy Polamalu.
Is that 2013?
That's 2010.
Dang.
2013, probably the best receiver of the generation. Of our generation. Arguably.
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh,
2012 was that scrub.
That's the Browns dude?
Yeah. Peyton Hillis.
Bruh.
2011.
2011? Wait.
You might be able to get this one.
Is this the one I...
This one has a very distinct cover that I remember.
I know it's either 20... I might be mixing this up with 2009. Wait.
Both of these have... Both 2009 and 2011 have quarterbacks on them.
Okay. Well, I know one of them's Drew Brees, and I want to say that's 2009.
No, that's 2011.
Because I had that on PlayStation 3.
Yeah. 2009 was another quarterback.
Back then?
This was this quarterback's third team. He's...
Third team?
He's like, probably a top 10 quarterback of all time.
Third team at the time?
Yeah, he was in a jersey of his third team.
Oh, wow.
No, maybe it was his fourth team.
How do you have so many teams?
He was best with a certain team that one of us likes. He's the most interceptions of all time.
Brett Favre. Yes. I was kind of thinking that, but I didn't know how old he was.
Yeah, and I'll probably stop there, because then it goes Vince Young, Sean Alexander, McNabb, Lewis.
I know Michael Vick's 2004.
Okay, yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah,
okay.
That was before.
Yeah, that was so, before our I mean, time. Maddens, they're classic. They have fallen off so hard, which really sucks.
Mainly because of college football. I mean, I haven't played it much. I know you've been kind of grinding it for a while.
But, I mean, that streak from, like, Madden 25, so 2014 to 2021, those were some good times.
Yeah.
Especially, I think my favorite all-time was Madden 20, actually.
Which that's one? When Super... Is that Superstar KO? Yeah. Superstar KO is actually a good mode.
Yeah. But also 2019 and 2018 were classics, too. So, yeah, good times. Very good times. But all right, let's get into trying to name the highest rated Madden players. So, I'll start you off. I want you to try and guess all the 99s. There's seven of them.
99s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. There's two receivers, two quarterbacks, one offensive lineman, one defensive lineman, and one running back.
All right.
So who do you think are the two receivers?
I think the two receivers are Chase and Jefferson.
Yes. Two quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks? I have three in mind. I'm going to go Josh Allen and Lamar.
Yes.
Okay.
Valid. Running back?
There's one?
Yeah.
Is it Saquon?
Yes.
See, I was going to think, like, Bijan because he was a number one fantasy running back, but I couldn't see him being 99.
Who do you think is the 99 overall edge rusher?
Edge rusher.
It's not going to be who you want it to be. I'll give you a hint.
Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
Still? Mm-hmm. Is he still that good?
He's actually leading the league in sacks right now.
I feel like he always just flies under the radar, but like he's always 99 overall.
And then do you think he'll be able to get the 99 offensive lineman? I honestly don't think he will. You probably know this guy's name. He just won a Super Bowl.
Jason Kelce?
No. He's retired.
Okay, well, you just said won a Super Bowl, so who am I going to pick?
Yeah, anyone else on that offensive line. Also, I don't even think Jason Kelce was on the Super Bowl winning team last year.
What? How long has he been retired?
At least 2 years.
Dang. I feel like I still see his face like every day.
I know.
That's why.
It's Lane Johnson. I don't think
he I actually it. Was going to say that, but then I didn't know if that was a real person or not.
Okay. Next up, there's 398. There is one running back, one tight end, and one defensive edge.
Is it tight end Kelsey?
No, thank God.
Okay. The running back, 98 running back, could that be Bijan?
No.
Yeah, I guess he's not going to be this high.
He's still young. This dude's this dude's an unk.
Yeah, because they probably wouldn't give it to, like, Gibbs or...
Yeah.
So someone, an older running back, that's an older running back that's still good.
He may have not played good recently, but... Or at least last week.
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, he's a 98 still.
I mean, that's bad. That's bad, though.
All right, tight end.
The tight end? I'm honestly kind of drawing a blank here. I thought they would have still just had Kelsey.
I mean, you've always liked this guy, I feel like. It's someone that I hate.
Hmm. I mean, tight ends I like.
Or at least you always have him in fantasy, I feel like.
Goddard?
No. Come on, bro.
You said I always have him in fantasy.
Yeah. Maybe you used to.
Kittle?
Yes.
I guess I have him in one of my leagues.
And then who's the edge rusher? I would say he's probably the best.
Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
I mean, that's valid. With how he's playing so far, that's valid.
Yeah. And then we have, what is this, 597s. And there's going to be a... yeah, so there's two defensive tackles. Who do you think they are? These ones
Jones?
Are, yeah, Chris Jones. And then another guy who's on a really bad team, but is still such a beast. He's got a little dance.
Oh, hold on.
Some might call him sexy.
Man, I don't know if I can think of him right now.
Sexy Dexy? Dexter Lawrence?
Dexter Lawrence. He's still good?
Yeah. Yeah, we have one quarterback here. In the 97 range.
It's gotta be Jalen Hurts.
No.
Mahomes?
No.
Wait, what? Is it a surprise?
No. I would say this guy's probably...
the third best?
Yeah, it's debatable, but I would say he's top five for sure.
Is he good in fantasy?
Yeah, I mean, he throws a lot of touchdowns. He's not much of a rusher, though.
I mean, a 97's pretty good.
Yeah, and this guy's one of the best. Their team might not be the same without him. Hint, hint.
Their team might not be... You're saying he got hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, who did I say that got hurt this week?
Come on, bro.
Jan Daniels can't be ain't no. that good. McCarthy ain't that good yet.
Oh my God.
Let's think. Burrow, he ain't that good yet. Yeah, it's Burrow.
It's Burrow.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I guess that's valid.
Yeah, then there's... Honestly, this is the highest rated cornerback. He did just win Defensive Player of the Year, though, so I guess it makes sense.
I mean, I think the best cornerback is Jalen Ramsey, but...
it's not Jalen Ramsey. I'll give you that.
Could it be Sauce Gardner?
No. Not a bad guess.
Because he's pretty good now. Patrick Surtain?
Yes.
Wow. He just got hurt, actually.
Oh, I did not know that. And then, honestly, I'll just run through these last four just so we can save some time for predictions. At 96 overall, we got Amon-Ra, Max Crosby, Penei Sewell.
Sewell's already that high.
Tristan Wirfs, and TJ Watt, all the way down at 96. which is
kind of. I thought Tristan Wirfs was on Liverpool.
Yeah, I thought so too. I guess we'll find out. But all right, so that's all we got for some Madden trivia, and now we can head over to some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions. And last week, I did once again beat Vinny. I went, I believe it was 14-2.
Yeah.
And Vinny went 12-4. So I now brings me to 26-6, Vinny to 23-9.
Yeah, usually I'm never really, I don't think I've ever really been behind in the.
I know.
In the ranks.
It feels good.
That just shows this is a crazy year.
It feels good to be ahead for once. So, I mean, you'll still probably, even if I beat you every single week, you'll still be ahead of me in our all-time rankings, but.
True.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's definitely some, is there ones we could disagree on this week?
I think there's going to be a couple.
All right, I mean, the first one we got down...
It won't be a disagreement, I'll tell you.
It is the Dolphins at the Bills. And yeah,
the Dolphins are going to get there.
The Dolphins at least scored some more points this week.
That's true. But
the Bills, yeah, I mean, the Bills are just goated.
Yeah, they're really good.
Ain't nobody's really stopping them.
Now we got the Hurt Quarterback Bowl. The Bengals at the Vikings.
I don't really know how to feel about it. I mean... If we're going off team wise, how they're looking, the Bengals are 2-0.
Yeah,
the Vikings.
I think the Vikings have a better supporting cast for their further backup quarterback.
Yeah, and honestly, but, yeah, the Vikings were due for a QB change. If we're being honest.
Yeah.
So who do they have? Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
He could be one. He could have one of those like
sleeper unk
moments, like Joe Flacco.
This game, I'm gonna go with the Bengals, but. The Vikings could be.
I'm going to go Vikings there.
Okay. All right, next up. Texans at Jags. Jags are... They did just lose last second to the Bengals this week.
I don't know how I feel about
Jags scored
team,
a lot
really.
Of points. Texans...
The Texans are still not really getting it together.
They're 0-2. I might go Jags here. In Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville, I'm going to go. Yeah.
In Duval.
All right, Colts at Texans.
Titans.
Yeah, Titans. I'm still going to stick with the Colts.
Going to stick with the Colts.
As we were saying, you know, Jones on a little bit of a hot streak, and then I don't really think the Titans can hold it just
yet. Raiders at Commanders.
Oh,
is Jaden Daniels playing?
I don't think so.
Honestly, the Raiders suck, though.
But like they have potential though. Like they got Geno Smith,
who played terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna
go Raiders. They lost Eckler too.
I'm gonna go Commies and just hope that Jaden Daniels plays. Rams at Eagles.
I mean, you gotta go Eagles just by annoying stuff.
Yeah.
And it's in Philly. Dude.
Screw it.
Dude,
going Rams.
But dude, it's in Philly.
I'm predicting an upset. We're going Rams.
But dude, all the Johns down there.
Dude, they're going to be drawn. Okay. Falcons at Panthers. I'm going to go Falcons here.
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers had the little spark you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Falcons are overall still the better team.
Agreed. Steelers at Patriots in Foxborough.
I think the Steelers are going to bounce back this week.
Rodgers
plays good away.
I hate to do it. I'm going to disagree. I'm going Patriots. What?
But why?
I don't know. The Patriots played decent. They scored a lot of points. Steelers' defense has looked pretty bad.
Unfortunately,
yeah. All right, Packers at Browns. Packers are going to beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, this would be funny if they lost, though.
Yeah, I don't think it would be funny, but...
It is in Cleveland, though.
The doghouse.
Yeah, no, Packers, Jets at Bucks, I mean, this one...
No, it's going to be
As we
Bucks.
Were saying, they, yeah...
That's
I
Bucks
mean,
by a million.
They don't have... Who do we say is playing for them?
Tyrod Taylor for the Jets? Yeah.
That's... Can't really trust that currently. Got to go Bucks there.
Broncos at Chargers. I think Chargers stay hot. I'm going Chargers.
Yeah. Can't. And I got Herbert in one of my leagues. He's been balling. Yeah.
Okay, Saints at Seahawks. Saints could honestly lose every single game this year, if we're being honest. I'm going Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, with how they just played against the Steelers, yeah, they were moving the ball. So
yeah.
Roll with the Seahawks there.
Ooh, we got the mid-bowl.
Cowboys at Bears. I mean, the Bears just always take a beating. So
yeah, like, I'm going really, Cowboys.
I mean, you can't really just be, like, you know, thinking yeah. the Bears, like, picking the Bears really at any point right now.
Yeah. Cardinals at Niners.
Oh, like, see, like, I want to say Niners. I want to say Cardinals, but
I'm going to get Cards just because Niners don't got their quarterback.
True, but they also want, I mean, yeah. I want to go 49ers just because they got the supporting cast.
That's fair. Now we got another,
Chiefs. Chiefs got a chance. Well, I mean, Chiefs need to have this chance to redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Chiefs at Giants. I mean, it would be hilarious
if the Giants won.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for the Giants. Don't get me wrong. But I think the Chiefs, the Chiefs are eventually... It's in the script.
Yeah. And then game of the week, by far, Lions at Ravens.
See, like...
Honestly, I'm going to go Ravens here.
Yeah, I'm going to go... I don't think the Lions could really be dropping 50-plus points.
Yeah, because, like, you saw how bad they struggled against the Packers, and then, yeah, you beat up on the Bears. It's the Bears.
Yeah, that's just play time.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Honestly, a pretty good slate. A lot of disagreements. So, should be, hopefully, yeah, pretty good
week. This will be, we'll see be how a much, good one.
Hopefully, I'll be able to watch some of these games. I'm going to be at the Renaissance Festival, so.
What the, that's it, or, yeah, Sunday. So. I mean, Dolphins at Bills, not like a crazy yeah, game to start Thursday the week. Or... Usually I like when the Thursday nights are the bangers.
Which, historically, has not been the case. Next week, I mean, yeah, Packers is pretty good. One, boring. Honestly, other than this week, there's a couple good ones down the line, so. Yeah, I could see them getting a little better. It's just unfortunate that I think if the Dolphins were good this year, this could be a good game. But, yeah, we'll have to see. But, all right, you got anything else for them?
I mean, I don't think so. That wraps up another epi in the books, another week of fantasy in the books.
Yes.
And, you know, as always, you know, looking to bring you guys some content every week, so... Appreciate any and all support. Mm-hmm. You know, any suggestions, feel free to let us know. You can reach out on the Instagram or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, in the meantime, we got that game as we're recording this. I guess the day you'll be hearing this. Yeah,
probably
possibly.
Putting it out.
So, yeah, right back into the action for another week.
Yeah, so, yeah, thank you guys, as always, for listening. Share with your friends, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.